Apologize for this. We are going to have a slight delay of 4 or 5 minutes. We will be back before kickoff. I do need to switch spots in the press box, so therefore we're going to have to unhook everything. We'll lose the connection, but we'll be right back in just a couple of minutes. Bear with us. You're listening to Falcon Football on KIICradio.com. Is my bad. Yep. The wrong directions to where I'm supposed to be, and therefore the Illini coaching staff wanted their spot in the press box. So we're back. According to State Bank starting lineups, we've got here for you. And they include both teams, again, introducing the offenses. Why not? They're two of the most powerful offenses in all of eight-player football for Illini. Quarterback Austin Tull. Running backs Samuel Jordison, Colton Ranney. Ranney is second in the district in rushing. Cameron Thorpe, Tyler Whittem, Bryce Swigert, Jacob Roach, William Ansong. And Illini has won the toss, deferred to the second half. Falcons are taking the ball, and they will be moving from left to right. So should there be a touchdown, they'll have the option to kick through the goalposts. Well, they have the option either time, but it'll be a little easier option. So, let's see. Digging. Moving is not an easy thing. Okay, Falcons are on the left, and deep at the five, Clayton and Kirsten. Kick is deep, and it will be fielded by Carson at the three. Coming up back toward the middle now, trying the near side, gets a seam. He's up to the 30 midfield and will be dragged out of bounds in Demon territory by Ansong, the big tight end. And Carson with a kickoff return will be marked. Let's see. They're going to mark it right around the 30, or the 31, so 3 would be 37 and 9, 46-yard kickoff return. And Falcons will put it in play from the Demon 31. And we're underway here from the Moni, 11:47. We go in the first quarter, under center, Moore. The keeper's behind him, hands off to Carson, coming up the right side and pushes ahead for a few, not much there, blocking by Tate and Ridge. And Ansong with the tackle, and it'll be at the just shy of the 22. Sorry, 27. So give him 3. And Clayton on the left side will push ahead for 3 or 4 more. Inside the 25, and it will be spotted at the 24. So give Clayton 4 on his first carry of the night. Third down for the Falcons. 0-0 here in the first, and hand up to Clayton on the left side, gets outside, he's got first down inside the 10, and brought down, or right around the 10, and that'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, inside the Rods Auto red zone. And it is at the 11, so they can get another first down out without scoring if they can do so, 13-yard pickup. And it's first down. We've got receivers each direction, and the lone back is Clayton, and the pitch comes to him. He's got a chance. He's got to cut it back in, and stiff arms his way through Ansong into the end zone. No signal yet. Going, gone. Touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Falcons are up 6-0 on the 11-yard first Clayton keeper run. Touchdown. down comes at 10:08 of the first quarter. Downard on to try the PAT with the Moore hold. And your Compi Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt. Hello, better add one on for the Falcons, and that makes the score 7-0. With 10:08 to go in the first quarter, the Falcons draw first blood, getting the ball and pushing it in, and lead 7-0 with 10:08 to go in the first. Great Western Bank in Corydon, great play there. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. And 28 yards on three carries in that drive for Clayton, and the drive consumed just under 2 minutes of clock time. And the Falcons will kick off from what the field says is the 50. But it is, for eight-player ball, it is the 30-yard line on the left side of the field moving toward the right. Sweet Southern Sass kick by Downard is fielded at the 5. And up the right side, it looks like Rennie, and he's got some room out past the 30 and across the 35. They'll spot it at the 36, I suppose. So from their own 36, they will take over there. And we do have a couple of scouts out there trying to get us some info. And we still have your Corydon State Bank starting lineups for the Falcon offense, even though they've already scored. And just a minute, quick pass out to the near side, and it's Randy, and he eludes the first Falcon would-be defender, gets across the 30 inside the 25. And he's at the 22. The Falcon 22, so that's a 18-4, 22-yard pickup. First down for Lamoni. The handoff is to Rennie, and Tate Van Dyne tries to bring him down, and oh, he slipped out of it, coming out of the near side. Keaton Nickel, he slips out of that. Elusive back here inside the 20. That's how you get 1,100 yards, I suppose. Second down now from the Falcon 16. And Lamoni lines up. Couple of backs and option play to the right goes to the first back, and he's across the 15, and I think that'll be a first down. He's to the 14. He's about a yard and a half short. And it'll be third down, Lamoni. Wayne leading 7-0, 9:13 to go in the first quarter. Hand off to Rennie, and he has the first down inside the 10. They're going to spot that around the 5. 9-yard pickup is a first down for Lamoni. They'll have first and goal from the Falcon 5. Andrew Corydon State Bank starting lineups for the Falcons, Carson and Clayton. Keaton, Nickel, Trent Moore, Ridge Downard, Blade Baker, Tate Van Dyne, Kyle Andrews is your starting offense. Hand off up the middle, stopped for nothing there. Baker and Carson speaks softly and carry a Carson keeper. Brings him down, loss of 2 on the play, back to the 7. Second and goal from just inside the 7. 8:13 and counting here in the first quarter. And option to the right, pitches it back to Rainey. Falls to the turf, but he picks it up, and he'll lose a yardage outside the 10 now. Pitch was a little bit behind him, hard to hold on to, and got a fortunate bounce right back up to him. Lost the 4 on the play, back to the 11. It'll be third and goal from there. Construction, service, and supply. From small hand tools to lumber, Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton, 873-4124. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Now, in our concluding our fifth regular season, 7:20 and counting to go in the first. Dropping back, rolling to the left, throwing left, and it is complete and out of bounds. It'll be fourth and goal. Pass is complete to Jordison. And they'll spot him at the 3, a gain of 8 on the play. Fourth and goal from 3 with Lane leading 7-0 over Lamoni here in Lamoni, week 9 of the regular season. Both teams will be playing Wednesday, and it's possible both teams will be playing each other right here on Wednesday. Toll. Hands it to Rainey. He's running to the right side. He's got room. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run for Colton Rainey. And that's at 7:09 of the first quarter. And makes it, for the moment, 7-6. The Moni staying on this end, so they'll be attempting the two-point conversion. And here we go. Brought to you by Copy Plus U.S. Cellular in Corydon. Jordison in motion, but they had a lineman in motion also, and it will be illegal procedure against Lamoni. Back them up 5. So the DAT attempt will come from the 8 rather than the 3. Middlebrook Auto has proudly been serving the Corydon area for 5 generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Corydon Square or give them a call, 872-2118, for all your tire and automotive needs. Middlebrook Auto. And here is your PAT with Tull under center. Dropping back, rolling right. He's got a receiver and song. He throws toward him. And the official saying complete. That's a two-point PAT. And Lamoni has taken an 8-7 lead over the Falcons with 7:09 to go in the first quarter. Corydon IV brings you a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-V. And we are at 8-7 in favor of Lamoni here in quarter number 1. And we have an update. Melcher Dallas leading Mormon Trail 6-0. That matchup, winner of that game gets second place in the district. And the thing is, Mormon Trail can get second, or they can drop all the way out of the playoffs altogether if they lose by 13 points. So that's kind of a bad spot to be in. Unless you win, that's all you got to do. So the kick from Ansong is deep, and that will probably make it into, yes, it does, into the end zone, touchback. Touchback on the kickoff. So the Falcons will start from their own 15, trailing 8-7. to Lamoni. 7:07. How did 2 seconds run off the clock on a kick when it was a touchback in the end zone? Oops. 7:07 to go in the first quarter. Falcons with the ball. Moore sets Carson in motion, pitches it back to Clayton, running left. He's across the 15. He'll have a couple, but that's it. So, ball's at the 17, and it'll be 2nd and 8 for the Falcons. Trailing Lamoni, 8-7 with 6:43 to go in the first quarter. Nickel and Holman both come to the right, and Moore will roll this way, looking to throw over the middle to Downard. It's complete. He's at the mid 30, 35. They messed me up with that midfield stuff, but the pass is complete to Ridge Downard. Moore to Downard gets the ball to the Lamoni 35. So 23-5 is 28. Yard pickup, and that's a Farm Bureau first down, and they are in Beeman territory. Moore now under center, keepers in the eye behind him, hands it off to Clayton, spinning, coming back up the middle. He'll have 3, maybe 4 yards. They will spot it at the 31, so 4 more for Clayton Kiefer. 2nd down, 6 for the Falcons. Lamoni's 31, Wayne trailing 8-7 with 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Hands off to Carson, first back, and he's stacked up at the line, will drive his legs across the 40, but that's it. Oh, hey, been giving you the wrong... Okay, that was the Falcon 35 and the Falcon 39. Carson pushes it across to the other 39, so 2 more. Now we're on the Lamoni side of the field. Told you I'd mess up. Didn't know it'd be so early. Moore with Clayton behind him, dropping straight back, looking to throw over the middle, and it's complete to Nickel Holman. Keaton Nickel with the Falcon Farm Bureau first down on the pass from Trent Moore. And the ball will be at the 33, so a 6-yard pickup is good enough, though, for the Farm Bureau first down. Moore to Keaton Nickel, and the Falcons keep the drive alive under 5. Moore on the gun. Shovel pass to Downard. He drops it. It's incomplete. Had an option look to it, but Ridge couldn't hold on. And it's 2nd down, Wayne, with 4:43 to go in the first. Hands it off. Carson up the middle. He's got a seam. He's trying to outrun him. He's going, gone. Touchdown courtesy of Chambers Auction and Appraisal. No flags on the field. 4:35 to go in the first. Falcons are on the board again. 33-yard run by Carson Keeper. And Moore sets down the kicking tee, and Downard will try it. Copy plus U.S. Cellular, PAT attempt hits the crossbar, no good. And that makes your score 13-8 in favor of Wayne with 4:35 to go. And again, the last update we have is Melcher Dallas 6, Mormon Trail 0. That was 7 minutes ago. Don't know the quarter or the time. I'm assuming it's first quarter, but I don't know the time on that one. True price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. Wayne leads 13-8. Each keeper with a touchdown here in the first quarter. And Ridge Downard, one of two, kicking it through the uprights. Going the other direction, it was a three-yard Colton Rainey run and pass to William Ansong to complete their two-point conversion. And that makes your score 13-8. We have a Sweet Southern Sass kickoff coming up. Ridge dribbles it low, and it bounces, fielded inside the 20 at about the 16, and he'll be brought down at about the 21. Dakota Lovett in on that one. Jay Holman in on that one. But Lamoni will start at their 22. First down, Lamoni, 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wayne leading 13-8. Draven Jellison in the middle of that Falcon defensive line, stopping things up, and I think that was Downard on the end with the tackle, wrapped him up, brought him down inside the 25. Gain of 2, and they will have second down from their own 24, and the next snap will come inside of 4 minutes here in the first quarter, Wayne leading 13-8. Jellison had some options, especially if you can draw a double team. Flag stops play. It will preliminary against Lamoni. So now from their 19, it'll be second and 13. Jellison has Downard to his right, and Van Dyne to his left. So that's a pretty strong defensive line if they can plug the gaps. And Downard in on the tackle. Carson, I believe, in on that as well. And he'd get across the 20 to the 20, back to about the original line of scrimmage. And that'll be third down for Lamoni. Wayne leading 13-8 with 3:20 and rolling in the first quarter. And Song out to the left, Rainey to the right, and from the gun now with empty backfield, Dull fake pump fakes, throws it long. It's high in the air, running under it. It's a catch across midfield to the Falcon 34-yard line. Rainey just kept his eye on the ball. Falcon defender did not, and the result is a big play and a first down to the Wayne 34. 24-yard pickup and a first down for Lamoni. Falcons leading 13-8, under 3 now left in the first. Tight formation. Option play, pitches it, and Rainey's coming this way, getting outside and shoved out of bounds inside the 30. He's short of the first down, but he gets to the 25. From the Falcon 25, and it is now 14-0 Melcher Dallas over Mormon Trail. And if that score holds the way it is, Wayne will be the 3 seed in the district, and Twin Cedars will be the 4 seed. Falcons trying to hold on here at their own 25, and the runner is stopped and then ends up getting a couple yards of Jordison. Clayton brought him out at the 24. So Samuel Jordison gives himself a yard, and they will have it now. They're looking down the line to see if it's enough for a first down, and they're stopping clock, so they want to see it with the chains there. 2:27 to go. We've got a Middlebrook Amico timeout. And, hey, with U.S. Cellular, getting connected has never been easier. Now get select connected devices for just a penny when you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan. Share your data with home connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New two-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See, they are short. See store for details. Stop in and see Trendy and Shelby at the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular store located on the square in Corydon. Short by less than half a foot, probably about from the stripe on the ball to the nose is the distance the Moni needs for first down, but it'll be third down. At the Falcon 24, Wayne leading 13-8 with 2:27 to go in the first quarter. Tull bringing the play in for the Demons. Looking across the field, not a bad-sized crowd for the Falcons. Not a long trip, either. And Jordison in motion. The handoff is to Randy, running right. He's got first down. He's around the corner, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, no flags. 24-yard touchdown run by Colton Randy. That one comes at 2:20. And first period, and Copy Plus U.S. Cellular will bring you this PAT attempt on the part of Lamoni. Now leading 14-13, trying to add two more onto it. And that option play with Randy to the right side has looked pretty hard for the Falcon defense to try to stop, but this time to the left side, and he is in for two more. Colton Ranney into the end zone for two. One, and plus two. And that makes it 16-13 in favor of Lamoni. With 2:20 to go in the first quarter, Falcons trailing 16-13 to Lamoni. John Price, your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in, let him give you a quote. Whatever you need, he's got. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what he can do for you. John and his staff can be reached at 872-2725. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, a charter sponsor. Now in our fifth season, in fact, concluding. Mormon Trails on the board. It's 14-6. We got a ball game again. Wow, they just keep on scoring one way or the other there, and we're doing the same here. And the Sweet Southern Sass kick will again reach the end zone, and that one is a touchback. Falcons will start at the 15. So, 2:20 to go in the first. Falcons trailing 16-13, and both teams with two touchdowns. The difference is Lamoni going for two twice and converting twice. Falcons kicking twice, converting once. Handoff up the middle is Clayton. He'll get two or three. Got him at the, we'll call it the 19-4. Second down, Falcons from their own, just shy of the 19 with under two now to go in the first quarter. Trailing Lamoni by three. Nickel out to the left, and the handoff is to Clayton. Running left, he's got first down yardage. He's out near midfield and pushed out of bounds near midfield in front of the Falcon bench. And Clayton gets to the just shy of the 38, so that'd be 21 and 2 is 23. And it is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. And under center, Moore hands off to Carson. First back through, he's going to get a couple. Blade can't push him far enough, and he's going to go down at the 36. 2 yards for Carson. And the Falcons will have second and eight. As we near the minute 10 mark now, Clayton splits out wide to the right, and Carson, the only back behind Moore, who is under center. Trent looks to throw it over the middle quickly to Downard. It's complete. He's inside the 30 to the 25. That'll be enough for another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Eleven-yard pickup and a first down for Wayne at the Lamoni 25. Both teams just marching down the field against each other, and we could see that maybe all night. Have another game like the Twin Cedars game. Under a minute, about 40 to go in the first quarter. Carson in motion back to the middle, pitches to Clayton. He cuts it up, and he's trying to run over the defender, spinning around, breaking jersey tackles, and still fighting inside the 20 to the 15 is Clayton Kiefer. And he's going to be, I think, just shy of a Falcon first down. Call it the 16, give him 9. And 5-4-3, that looks like it's going to end a first quarter that sees Lamoni leading 16-13. And we are at the quarter break. And Shivers Manufacturing reminds you to take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. So, first quarter sees 24, 28, 30, 34, 38, 47, 70 yards for Clayton Kiefer and a touchdown on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 carries. And we will flip the sheet over and go the other way. Falcons from the Lamoni 16 have it second and short, less than a yard to go. And Moore will come under center with the keepers behind him in the eye. It's to Clayton. He's through first down and inside the 10. Looks like they're going to put it at the 7. So a 9-yard pickup. And that's a Farm Bureau first down inside the Rods Auto red zone for the Falcons. And from the 7 again in the eye. And the pitch is to Clayton coming left. He gets around the first. He's into the end zone. Going, gone. Touchdown, Clayton Keeper of 7 yards. And that is another Falcon touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. Coming at 11:39 of the second quarter. And Falcons will attempt a two-pointer on this end of the field. Two empty backfield, two receivers out to the right. Moore will drop back, roll a little to the right, throw it over the middle. And it's complete to Holman for 2 points. Hello, better. U.S. Southern Copy Plus. Shea Holman with the catch. And the Falcons turn that into two. So through the 21. 16 now. Lane leads 21-16. We've got what looks like maybe another update. Oh, Gail tricked me. It was not an update. It was a request. All right. Score I have is 14-6 in favor of Melcher Dallas. Don't know the quarter or the time, but that's the last report, and that was 9 minutes ago. Downard has it teed up to kick off to Lamoni with the Falcons leading here, 21-16. And your Sweet Southern Sass kickoff is a knuckleball sideways, and wow. Carson Kiefer almost got to that, and it was a live ball, but it went out of bounds. So Lamoni will get it at the 30-yard line. But Carson could have almost grabbed that. So from their own 30. Lamoni will put it in play, trailing Wayne 21-16 with 11:39 to go in the second quarter. Here in what could be a meaningless game for Wayne anyway. Lamoni is still wanting to finish with a perfect season and a 13-point differential to take into the playoffs. Hand off up the middle. The ball is loose. Wayne picks it up. I think that was Kyle Andrews on the pickup inside the Lamoni 30. Jordison was running up the middle. I thought he had the ball, but then all of a sudden it's at the it's on the ground at the 29. And turnover gives the ball to Wayne, and from the eye, the pitch is back to Clayton, coming this way, inside the 30, inside the 30, swung around and down at the 26-ish. Second down, Falcons. Second and 7 for Wayne. Under center, Moore. Two receivers to the right. Carson in blocking, gets knocked down, and the pass intended for Downard incomplete. He had a step on his defender at the 20, but couldn't haul it in. So it'll be third down from the 26. Falcons leading 21-16, and we've got an update pouring in. handoff. Clayton was going to go right, cuts it back, and he's driving inside the 20, but I think he's still going to be short of the first down. Maybe they'll get a friendly spot. Still haven't put the ball down. Now they go to the far hash. The run came outside the left hash, and they're splitting it on the right hash. And they're going to call Middlebrook Auto timeout. And your update, Melcher Dallas now leading Mormon Trail 22-12. And we've got a measurement coming up, and it will be eyeballs all over it, and it is short of a first down at the 19. 7-yard pickup, and it'll be third down. So wait, it'll be 1, 2, 3, it'll be fourth down. 10:22 to go. Mark this one down. This is going to be a great Western Bank, great play one way or the other. Flag the tape. 10:22 left in the first. Wayne leading 21-16 has the ball inside the Rods Auto red zone. The Lamoni 20. Moore with no backs behind him. It's a sneak or a role play or something, and it's a sneak, and Moore will have the first down. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on the run by Trent Moore. They are inside the Rods Auto red zone at the 17, 2 yards for Moore. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rods Auto. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rods at 610 West Maple in Corydon. Rods Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again, 872-2338. Nickel out to the right, backs in the eye, fakes it, hands off to Carson, and he's inside the 15. Little counter play gets down to the 13 plus 4 for Carson. Falcons will have 2nd and 6 from the Lamoni 13, leading 21-16. Clock rolling at 9:24 in the second quarter. Handoff, Clayton, nothing doing there, and maybe he can squirm and slither his way to the turf with a gain of a yard or so, but not much. And they'll put it, as soon as I say that, they put it at the 11, 2-yard pickup for Clayton. And it'll be third down for Wayne at the Lamoni 11. Need to get down to the 7 for a first down. 8:45 to go in the second quarter. From the eye. Fakes the handoff to Clayton, looking for long. He's overthrowing Downard in the end zone. That he had him, overthrew him, incomplete. Fourth down. From the 11, they need 4 for a first down. .35 left in the second quarter. Flag the tape again. Clayton splits out in the slot on the right. Carson, the only back behind Moore, dropping straight back is Trent. Looking to throw, he's throwing to the end zone toward Clayton, and it's incomplete. Turnover on downs. Intended for Clayton in the far right corner of the end zone. Turnover on downs with 8:28 to go in the second quarter. So from there, 11, Lamoni has it. Lamoni will start from there, trailing Wayne 21-16. Falcon defense digs in, hands off up the middle, short gain, yard or two, ball's on the turf. Falcon falling on it, but I think it was ruled down. Van Dyne comes up with the ball, but Lamoni retains possession. Officials conferring at the 12. I saw no beanbag thrown onto the turf, so yeah, they're gonna just call that second down. From the 12, second and 9 for Lamoni, 8:05, 8 and counting to go in the first quarter. And the handoff is coming this way, and it's Ranny, and he's across the 20, shoved out of bounds by Holman and Baker. So he gets out to the 22. 10-yard pickup, and that's a first down for Lamoni. Scores just keep coming in. After one quarter, it's 22-12, Melcher Dallas. 7:48 to go here in the second. Wayne leading 21-16, and option pitches it out. Ranny going left, and he gets around the corner. He's going to have close to, he does have a first down out of bounds. And it'll be at the Lamoni 35 still, 13-yard pickup. Wayne 21, Lamoni 16 with 7:38 to go in the second quarter. And we've got a Falcon down on the turf. Was Keaton Nickel, but he's up on his feet. He's okay, and we're going to get back to play with the ball at Lamoni's 35-yard line. With the Falcons leading 21-16, 7:38 to go in the second quarter. Both teams hydrated now and ready for the play. First down, Lamoni. The nose of the ball across the 35, and the handoff is to Ranny. He's trying to come to the right. He's going to get around the corner. Baker pulls him out of bounds. It's going to be, I think, a first down, about an 11-yard gain. But they'll put it at the Falcon 34. 11 yards. Ranny on that one, and another first down for Lamoni. Moving the ball right down, and Wayne hoping they can get a stop like they did last time, or like Lamoni did against them. Jordison wide left, ball's on the right hash, handoff to Ansong, coming back up the middle, he'll get maybe to the 32, 31. So a 3-yard pickup there. And second and 7 for Lamoni as we near the 7-minute mark in this second quarter. Lamoni's ball, Falcons leading by 5. Fakes the handoff under some pressure. Tull gets it away. Ansong drops it. Can't hold on. Pressure on Toll by Ridge Downard. Might have thrown that just a fraction of a second before he wanted to. And the pressure by Downard was definitely needed. Ansong had a step on the defender, and with 6:48 to go, it'll be third down. Third and about seven for Lamoni. And we'll do a little bit of maybe statistical updating at your Hy-Vee halftime. And Shivers Manufacturing player of the first half. Option now to Rainey on the left, and being chased down, gets away from the defender, and now he's gone. Falcons had him stopped short of the first down, but couldn't take him to the turf, and Rainey gets free for 31. Touchdown, Lamoni, 6:38, left till half. PAT attempt on the goalpost side. Let's see what they do. I don't think they've kicked a PAT through all season, so I would doubt that they're going to now. They are leading the Falcons 22-21 at the moment with a PAT being brought to you by Copy Plus U.S. Cellular, and it's coming to the right side, and it's Rainey untouched around the end. Not much up the middle for these Demons, but they're good on the outside. They get to the corner and they're 3 for 3. So 24-21 in favor of Lamoni with 6:38 to go until half. We will have your Sweet Southern Sass kickoff here in just a moment, but also I'll let you know we're going to try to update you during Hy-Vee halftime on playoff implications, the way things kind of stand, get you some updated not only stats for this game, but perhaps for the relevant stats for the season and career. Do have some good research going, and we'll get that to you as we can. Lovett, Baker, Nickel. He's on the far side. That's a long way from here. And the kick by Anton is deep and will be fielded by Clayton at the 5, coming up the far side, back toward the middle, out near the 25 to the 27. Clayton Kiefer. They'll spot it at the 30, a 25-yard kick return. And Falcons will start from their own 30. Trailing 24-21 to Lamoni with 6:33 to go until half. Kiefer's in the eye. Moore hands off to Clayton up the middle. He's going to have 3-4 out across the 35. Spotted at the 36. So a 6-yard pickup for Clayton on first down. We'll make second and 4 for the Falcons. Trailing Lamoni 24-21 at the 6-minute mark of the second quarter. Moore with Clayton, the only back behind him, pitches it to him, coming the near side. He's across midfield, the 30s, it's a foot race. He is going, gone. No hankies. That's a Falcon touchdown brought to you by Chambers Auction and Appraisal. A 44-yard touchdown run by Clayton Kiefer. Puts the Falcons back on top. Tie 50 to go until half. And your Copy Plus U.S. Cellular PAT attempt will be trying for 2. Holman to the left. The throw is across the middle to Downard, complete. That is a two-point conversion for the Falcons. And the Downard, or the Moore to Downard PAT gives Wayne 29, Lamoni 24. With 5:50 to go until half. This is pretty much what we expected. There's still almost half of the second quarter left. These two teams average nearly 118 points combined, and they're sitting at 53 right now. So still plenty of time here in the second quarter. We are in PlayStation mode, and they are both hitting the power bar and the joystick pretty hard right now. Falcons leading 29-24. A home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. Great Western Bank is helping to make life great. Falcons playing great on offense right now, leading 29-24. And the Sweet Southern Sass kick by Downard up the middle is fielded, bobbled, and picked up. Ansong brought down by Downard at the 34. KOR, kickoff return. He won. And that was a 7-yard. Ball sits at the Demon 34. First and 10, Lamoni. 5:46 to go until half. 34-12, Melcher Dallas. Rainey to the left, and he's going to have out near a first down, shoved out of bounds on in front of the Falcons sidelines. He's across midfield. They're going to spot it around the 39, the Falcon 39, so a 7-yard pickup for Rainey on first down. Five. 20 to go. Must have called him down. Clock still running. Looked like he was out, but we're a long way from the field. Tull hands off, first back through, and he's going to be short of the first down, brought down by Downard. Sam Jordison gets one to the 38. Third down, and about a yard to go for Lamoni, 4.5 to go until halftime. And Wayne up at the moment, 29-24. Tight formation now for Lamoni. In the eye, and the handoff, option play to the left, and I'm not sure he's going to have it either. Let's see where the spot is. Tull keeps it, and I think he's going to be about a half a yard short. So from the 37, Lamoni will have it. It's fourth down. .350 and counting in the second quarter. Now they put Jordison out a little bit to the right and hand it off. Rainey's going to try the end, and he's going to get around there, and he's going to have some room. 20, 15, 10, touchdown. 37-yard touchdown run by Colton Rainey. .335 to go in the first half. EAT attempt brought to you by CopyPlus US Cellular coming up. So it's 30-29 right now, Lamoni. Ending this PAT attempt. They split a man each way wide, and now in motion is Jordison across the middle, and it's going to be Tull trying to run it himself, and he gets in. gets into the end zone for two. So 32-29 in favor of Lamoni over Wayne with 3:35 left in the second quarter. Melcher Dallas over Mormon Trail. So as that stands, that's a 13-point gap, and that knocks Mormon Trail all the way out of the playoffs, no matter what happens in this game. That is, of course, assuming that Twin Cedars can beat Harmony by 13 points, which we're going to just leave that one for you to decide there at home. 3:35 to go here, and it's 32-29. Kiefer's standing on the five, Carson on my side of the field, Clayton on the far side. Ansong's kick will be fielded by Clayton at the three, and the whistle is blown dead for some reason. Flag down. I think we got an offsides on the kick team. Flag is back at the 30 where they kicked from. So I guess they don't give them a chance to decline that penalty. They'll take it and back them up to the 25. And we'll re-kick from the 25, 3:31 to go. Ansong tees it up, and we got that 4-2-2 alignment for the Falcons, and this one is booted well into the end zone, touchback for Lamoni. Wayne would much rather have had the first one, and oops. Touchback. Not touchdown. Hey, we'll take a touchdown. From their own 15, Wayne will start. Trailing now, 32-29. 3.5 to go in the second. Tight formation, Clayton the only back, and he'll get the pitch to the right. Now he cuts it back and across the 15... Demon loses his helmet. I think he's supposed to come off, isn't he? To the 19, 4 for Clayton. And second down Wayne from the 19. Trailing by 3 with 3 minutes to go until half. Again, double tight, now in motion. Carson blocking for his brother, but needed a little more help from the line on that one. And Clayton will get to the 20, one more yard, and it'll be 3rd and 5. Third and 5 from the 20 with 2:25 to go. Wayne had the ball first in this half, and Clayton splits out wide to the right, covered by Ranny. Now looking to throw that direction, and throws it out wide. It complete. It'll be 4th down. Once again, Wayne throwing on 3rd and 4th downs. I'm not sure that's what they're wanting to do. You got a running back that gets 8 or 9 yards a carry. They will punt, or in punt formation anyway, down or back. And he does punt it, and it will carry midfield, bounce at the 36, and out of bounds at the 32. That was a big big play. Three and out there, giving him the ball back with 2:08 to go. Middlebrook Auto has proudly been serving the Corden area for five generations. Stop by and see them on the southeast corner of the Corden Square or give them a call at 872-2118 for all your tire and automotive needs. From the 32, Ranny to the right, and he'll come out of bounds at the 36. So it'll be second down and six for Lamoni with 2:03 to go. Lamoni leading 32-29 over Wayne with just long of 2 minutes. 40-26 in favor of Melcher Dallas. And the double fake fakes out everybody. Tull gets across midfield and goes out of bounds, chased out by Holman. And depends on the spot. That's going to be a Lamoni first down. They'll put it at the Falcon 37. Chains are moved, ball is spotted, clock sits at 1:58. Officials have yet to start the game clock, and big break for Lamoni there. Don't think they're going to need it here. Rainey goes out of bounds after about a 4 or 5 yard gain. And to the 34th. 3 yard gain, I guess. 1:58 to go. Boy, this drive started with like 2:10 to go, and we're at 1:58 now. Efficient moving of the ball by Lamoni. 32-29. Option play to the right. Tull's going to keep it and dive himself forward, and he's going to be short of the first down. And fumble. Falcons have the ball. Tull has it knocked away, and the Falcons pick it up at their own 29-yard line. That one comes at 1:50, and now those seconds come in handy for the Falcons. From their own 29, Wayne trailing by three. Pitches it back to Clayton. He's coming this way, cutting it back up. He's across the 40 into Lamoni territory, barely. That'll be a first down, and they'll move the markers. So a 12-yard pickup on first down for Clayton Kiefer moves the chains. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, and now the ball sits at the Lamoni 39. Clayton the only back behind, and hands off to Carson, bumped in the backfield, now fighting upfield, gets to maybe the 35, and they will stop him there. And I think Coach Elliott might be using his first Middlebrook Auto timeout. Now, with the clock at 1:18, they are running the ball. I don't know about this. They had the ball at the 11, third down, third and four, and they threw it twice. And now they got half the field to go, and they're running it every play. Falcons trailing 32-29 with 1:18 left to go. And last score we have, Melcher Dallas 40, Mormon Trail 26. 40-26, that was 6 minutes ago. that I received that information. So hope that helps. Back in the studio, 4026 Melcher Dallas over Mormon Trail. Here we have Lamoni 32, Wayne 29. Wayne's ball at the Lamoni 35 with 1:18 to go until half. Clayton out wide left. In motion. Jet sweep, no. Pump fake. Moore throwing it to Carson this way. He's got a lot of room in front of him. At the 10, 5. Going, gone. Touchdown pass to Carson Kiefer of 35 yards from Trent Moore. And the Falcons score with 1:08 to go. Both teams missing some opportunities offensively, but the Falcons capitalize on that one with 1:08 to go. And the two-point PAT attempt brought to you by Copy Plus U.S. Cellular is coming up. Pitches it to Clayton, coming to the left, and hello, better, he's in the end zone. No signal yet. No, they're saying no. His whole body is laying in the end zone. They wave that one off and say no. Now they're conferring with each other. And now they're signaling good, so the hello, better, PAT attempt is good. I think maybe that 20 on the field confused the officials as well, but that will make your score. What do we have? We had 32-29, so it's 37-32 in favor of the Falcons. With 1:08 to go, we're far from halftime, folks, but the clock only says 1:08. Helpful smile in every aisle. Check out the Court and Hy-Vee and their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. Eager to see what the newly remodeled store will look like next month. Downer tees up the Sweet Southern Sass kick. And boots it toward the far right corner, fielded by Ranny at the 5. And a block in the back gets free, and they'll flag that one. But Ranny, a second flag comes down, and Ranny gets up near the 30. Two flags on the play. The first one, I think, was a block in the back. I'm not sure on the second. I just saw the yellow out of the corner of my eye. And it is against Lamoni. He only signaled one infraction. The flag is at the 12 or 13. So that can't be any more than a 6-yard penalty. And it'll be at the 6. So they'll start from their 6, Lamoni will, trailing lane, 37-32. With exactly a minute on the first half clock. Falcon defense trying to dig in and get just one stop. Dropping back, Tull, throwing it long. He's aiming for Ranny, and Carson is there, not going to catch it, but he knocks it down, incomplete. Hands of stone, Carson Kiefer knocks it down, but the second down will be from the 6 with 54.7 on the game clock, or the half clock, I suppose. Tull bringing in the play from the Demon sideline. And now under center. He will hand it off, and Ranny will come this way, and he's going to be out of bounds inside the 20. It might be a first down, depends on the spot. I think he's going to have Lamoni first down. At the 19, 13-yard pickup for Ranny. And that's a first down for Lamoni. From their own 19, trailing Wayne 37-32 with 48 seconds left in the first half, Lamoni's ball. Moving from your left to right. Spinning around, option to, or pitches it to Ranny running left, and he's going to get a big gain and be shoved out of bounds short of midfield. Ball will be spotted at the Lamoni 36, gain of 17. First down, Lamoni, their own 36 with 41 seconds to go. Plenty of time. 37-32, Wayne. Don't have an update yet from Melcher Dallas Mormon Trail. Handoff, Ranny, near side, and strung out by Van Dyne and brought down for a loss on the play. And that'll be a Middle Bracato timeout. Back to the 32, loss of 4. And 34 and a half seconds left on the half clock. True price discovery is available only at auction. Chambers Auction and Appraisal Company is your full-service auction provider for all of Southern Iowa. Jared Chambers is a licensed real estate agent and auctioneer in Iowa with People's Company. Check out chambersauction.com or peoplescompany.com if you're looking to buy or sell a farm or other real estate. We've got an auction coming up this weekend. Auction. In Cooksville, Missouri, October 26th. So check out chambersauction.com for details on that one. Lamoni, 34 and a half seconds. Dropping back his toe. Plenty of time under pressure. Gets it to Ranny, and he breaks a tackle, but not the second one. That was Clayton taking him down at the 35. And they picked up 3 of the 4 that lost on the last play. And we'll have it at their 35, third down, coming up. We have another Middlebrook Auto timeout by Lamoni with 20.7 seconds to go. U.S. Cellular makes getting connected easier all the time. In fact, it's never been easier. Now get selected connected devices for just a penny. When you sign up for a new Shared Connect plan, share your data with connected home phones, mobile hotspots, and modems. Share more and save more with connected devices starting at just a penny. U.S. Cellular, hello, better. Shared Connect plan required. New 2-year agreement, $40 activation fee, and additional restrictions apply. See store for details. Stop in and see Trinity and Shelby at the Copy Plus U.S. Cellular store located on the square in Corden. Right here we have third down for Lamoni. Wayne leading 37-32 with 20.7 seconds left until halftime. See which team is the better finisher here. Dropping back is Tull, looking to throw it deep. And he's going, and it's going to be picked off by the Falcons at the 12. Coming back this way is Nickel, and he has it across the Falcon 30 across midfield. Into Lamoni territory, and they're still, wow, that play took a long time. 5 seconds left on the clock. Falcons have it at the Lamoni 37. Keaton Nickel on the pick.